Hi, this is Aiden, and this is the Journey Home Podcast.
Today I wanted to talk about a piece around silence. And it's really interesting when I think about the word silence, and when you use that word or say that word, it has so many different varying meanings, like any word does, depending upon the context and the tone or delivery of the word. And I think today where I'm really looking at it is the idea of silence and the suffering that is created from silence. So how, when we experience trauma or elements like that, how the effect of silence has upon the actual situation. And how do we start to break the silence? And I think part of it is really comes back to, can we not be silent to ourselves when we see an injustice done towards ourselves or feel an injustice done towards ourselves? Not about can we go out there and, you know, set the cards straight away, or, you know, tell somebody that that's wrong. I think first off, it has to be, can I own the discomfort, the feelings that come associated with that, as opposed to sitting in silence with it, somehow suppressing my own experience, somehow saying that my experience is less than, and that if I actually allow it in, that maybe I'm going to damage myself, or that I'll be weak, or that I'm flawed. You know, the resistance to actually experience whatever the incident is, and our denial of it, our own denial of our own experience, creates the silence within ourselves. And we might use different strategies of, oh, sure, it doesn't matter, or they didn't mean it, or, you know, that happens to everybody, or, you know, blaming something else, whatever it is, whatever strategy we use so that we can deflect the experience that we're feeling of hurt, exclusion, rejection, not good enough, not seen, not heard, not listened to, not mattering, whatever that is, you know, we silence it ourselves with, oh, sure, it doesn't matter, so that we can live with it. But all we've done is wrapped it up into some buffer zone, and it stays within us, and it starts to have, you know, an impact within us. And when we are silent to our own experience, when we silence our own reaction, then it becomes a state of numbness within us. So we become, you know, a little bit distant away from it. And, you know, in some instances, that's a natural trauma response, and that's what you need to do, and that's your body's way of surviving. But I'm talking much more on the lighter scale. I'm not talking about, you know, very traumatic events where that is the natural way of protection. I'm talking about, you know, inside in work, and your colleague has said something in a passive aggressive way that has made you feel very uncomfortable, and the inability to be able to own that or say anything about that. And we silence our experience. We say that it's not real, doesn't really have a place, kind of overreacting, you know, just being a little bit too sensitive there, should be able to, you know, take that, don't let it bother you. And whilst all those strategies probably had a place somewhere as a child, maybe, and probably not really that successful either then, but that's probably the language we got taught, is that we are now creating and continuing that silence with ourselves. And it's like, you know, that phrase, the thousand small wounds to take the animal down. Like they're like these tiny, tiny little scratches on the surface of our psyche. And they build and they build and they build. And we numb and we numb and we numb. And we become further away from how we feel. And if I can't own my own experience, if I can't go towards the edges of my discomfort, if I put these platitudes to it of, I sure it's grand, well, then, you know, how can I go towards somebody else's pain? How can I not be silent around somebody else's injustice, discomfort? You know, it becomes much easier for us to be silent because we're silent about our own suffering. We don't feel our suffering has a place, should be seen. If it is seen, there's a danger, you know, that we make ourselves vulnerable. Because as a society, I don't feel that we know how to be able to feel safe, to say how we are. And so our strategy is to be silent, to look like we're actually doing great, saying, yeah, great, so that we don't lose or get pushed outside of the tribe. And if we think about it, like in our country, we've had so many different huge traumas, massive traumas, huge things that have happened. And there's silence around them. I mean, there's been the really hard cry of the victim. But really, there isn't, you know, there isn't a pulling down of the cause of the suffering. And I feel that really we have to start taking ownership of our own silence. We need to start actually listening to what it is that is happening towards ourselves. You know, to say in our own mind, well, yeah, I feel really uncomfortable around that. I found that hurtful. What does hurtful feel like in my body? Where does it live? Like, is it in my heart? Is it in my belly? Do I feel my throat is closed over, my shoulders hunched up, my palms sweating, is my heart beating? Like, what does it physiologically feel like in my body? And can I start to become intimate with that experience? Can I start to allow it to be here? Because the denial of it just creates a second set of suffering. So now I have the initial discomfort. And on top of that, now I have my own denial. And that creates a new set of suffering. And I think that within mindfulness, this is what I found to be so helpful. Because I think before I had thought that mindfulness was a place where, you know, it was a way of me avoiding and creating a more comfortable mind state. And whilst it does that, I also realize that it's a space for the discomfort, the unpleasant mind states. And that it is a place where I can actually sit and get to know what is here for me, to actually be able to show up for myself, to have that space where I don't need to be silent, where I don't need to silence myself And even if I am silencing myself, knowing that that's what I'm doing, just bringing the awareness and the attention to that. And I think it's actually a really important place. Well, one, I know that I feel safe doing it. I feel safe doing it for myself, that I've created a sense of safety within myself and ability to know that I can hold this experience, the discomfort. Not all the time. Sometimes the discomfort feels really uncomfortable and can feel overwhelming, like it's going to be too much. And even within that, can I go towards it? Again, just so that we're clear, this is not about deep trauma. This is about difficult conversations. It's about, you know, upset within a relationship. It's about upset within your friendship. It's about the difficulty of being a parent. It's within those areas that we begin this journey back to ourselves. Is, can we take the lid off our own listening ear of ourselves? And can we take away the silence that we've been living in with our own experiences? So I really feel that safety, knowing that I'm safe here in this space to be able to hold this, is like so important. And if I feel safe to be able to hear myself, my own difficulty, and I start to learn and practice with kindness, with awareness, with compassion, to give myself back the tenderness and love that I would give to a different person, that I can give it back to myself, that within those spaces that I can start to then grow my ability to maybe not be silent when I see injustice. And you see, I think there's a really big difference. Anger is just the flip side of the injustice, as far as I can see. I could be totally wrong. But anger and injustice become in a tangle, and I don't really see how they resolve things. Whereas if I can stand in my own awareness with compassion, with kindness, I can be strong, but I don't need to villainize anybody else. I can point out what I feel is unjust, but without villainizing somebody. But I can only do this if I do this for myself, because that is my laboratory. That is where all of my investigation, my inquiry, everything happens. So my suggestion, my question here is, you know, when do you silence yourself? When you silence how you feel, when somebody says something that makes you feel upset, again, I'm not talking about throwing it back out at the other person, but I'm saying, can you sit with the feeling of being really upset, rejected, isolated, hurt, not included, not worthy, whatever it is? Can you actually hold that emotion? So can we stop the silence that we do to ourselves? And I have to say that the RAIN methodology that's widely available out there is probably a brilliant technique to use, particularly with difficulty. It gives a really good way, systematic way of, you know, actually really getting a completely different view on what's happening, getting a really different experience. It doesn't get rid of, it's not about getting rid of, but it's about, can I change my dynamic with this situation? And the RAIN methodology, which stands for Recognize, Allowing, Investigate and Nurturing our Non-Identification, is incredibly helpful tool, and a really it creates the safety. It creates a container that you feel that you can hold these difficult emotions in, so that your strategy of silencing them doesn't have to come to play. If any of this rings true for you, if you feel that it's got, you know, that you can recognize maybe some of this experience, then I have a RAIN meditation also in my podcast, but it's also lots of teachers do it. Tara Brach has probably been the most famous one to bring it out. She really uses it. So I'd highly recommend it. And I think that this is a thing that we need to do within our society, is we need to lift the silence from ourselves. We need to really nurture safety in our communication to allow people to feel safe, to be able to be vulnerable, to be able to be who they are, to be able to say how they are without, you know, needing to feel like we have to defend ourselves or somebody has to be right, somebody has to be wrong. You know, can we hold these spaces with compassion, with kindness? And can we develop a new way of communicating and holding each other as humans in a way of love? So anyway, they are my musings for today, and I hope they bring some interest to you.